the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots. Have you got that memorized? I've been playing it for several weeks now. I hope you guys have it memorized. That's Joel chapter 2. Oh my goodness, when I first started decoding the minor prophets, I didn't know if this was a good army or a bad army, but that's us. We're bad to the bone. We are the army of the Lord, and we're entering in like thieves through the windows. How do you do that? Because all the social media posts that you put out. You guys, I just looked on our stats. Just on Telegram alone, we're reaching 1 million a day, you guys. How cool is that? 1 million just with us. So just keep going, keep sharing. I really appreciate you guys sharing all this really great news. And at the end of today's video, I'm going live stream, we're going to do the end of Joel, because I only read in that video at the beginning, I only read like half of it. And so it talks a little bit more about the blood moons, and we're going to have a blood moon this Friday. So get ready. And actually, we're going to be doing, I'm going on with Nino. I'll be sharing the link on the social media. We're going to be together doing a video on that night. So not during the blood moon, because that's actually at 11 o'clock, but I'll get to that. If you're new here, though, we look at the current events in the light of God's word, because what we're experiencing is literally biblical. This is the day we've been waiting for all of our lives. I know I was told when I was a little kid, they were like, this is going to happen in your lifetime. I'm like, okay, but it was really scary, and I didn't want to. They're like, you can't take the mark of the beast, or you won't have any food. I'm like, but I'll be hungry, you know. I was like, I don't want to hear any of this. Anyway, I had no idea what the truth was, and I didn't know, you know, what it was going to be, but I'm so thankful the Lord helped me to piece together the end times. And for those of you who are new, you might not know, but the Lord helped me to piece together the truth about end times, because I'm not controlled by anybody except the Lord. I'm like, just Lord, I don't care what the truth is. I want to know the truth. And so many of the pastors, unfortunately, they have to say the party line or they'll be out. So anyway, this is the truth. If you want to know the truth about end times, you're at the right place. And I have audiobooks on this and everything, so you'll really, really like it. Go ahead and hit the like button, everybody. Go ahead and hit the like button. Thank you, Beauty MD. Thank you. I do feel the Lord's light shining on me, especially when we get together. There's something that's special that happens when we are together. I love our live stream. I love that we get to hang out together. I love we get to share the truth together. And just encourage each other. Y'all are just so wonderful. I just love y'all so much. So now, are y'all ready? No, I didn't. I have to look and see, Beauty. I'll actually look at that here in a little bit. All right. So, he maketh wars to cease to the ends of the earth. Wars, will cease. The name of the book is End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. That means no more wars. This is what a big part of the millennial kingdom. Can you imagine? And we're seeing how President Trump is affecting that because of these tariffs. Okay, if you want to be able to, you know, to trade and have, you know, good economy and just everybody get along and we're not going to have wars and there you go. And so this whole old wineskin way of doing things where, you know, we kill each other, that's over. We're not doing that anymore. And so this is pretty exciting. We're getting there. We're going to get there. So this is what happened today. If you notice, remember when Zelensky was in the Oval Office and he's like, I don't, you know, clearly he wanted to have continued war because he's nobody. He's just a puppet of the New World Order. We know. But President Trump said very clearly to Zelensky, and basically he was talking to the cabal, you don't hold the cards. President Trump holds the cards. And this meeting that they had today with Rubio and Walz and Zelensky's people in Saudi Arabia lets you know for sure that President Trump truly does hold the cards. And because this is what they got ironed out today, we've gone from if the war is going to end to now how the war is going to end. President Trump has literally moved the entire global conversation. Telling you, this is so biblical. This is so biblical. Can you imagine? There won't be any. The military-industrial complex is screaming. They don't want the end of wars because it's been such a moneymaker for them. But it's the end of it. I'll tell you. That's one of the big things that's happening in the market right now. The market took a little bit of a nosedive. President Trump even said that. They're going to have a little disruption, a little interruption. He already told us about that. And so I think that a lot of people who have been investing in war, the war machine, in the military-industrial complex, they're taking their money out of that and they're putting it into something else. Right? We're not doing that anymore. We're not making money off of killing, killing, killing. Not doing that. Anyway, so I want you to hear this. This is absolutely amazing, terrific, wonderful news. Far, far, far too many people have died over this, and it's got to stop right now. And just imagine if Biden was in there, it would never, never end. These people love death. But listen to this. This is so good.
Think about it. We've gone from if the war is going to end to now how the war is going to end. And this was an important first step. And that was under President Trump's leadership. He has literally moved the entire global conversation to where we had a very senior Ukrainian delegation with us today. We've had engagements with our Russian counterparts. And now it's how the war is going to end. And that's under President Trump's leadership.
Yes, praise the Lord. Isn't that awesome? Okay, so here's another one. This one says, the president has made it clear all fighting needs to stop. The Ukrainians have agreed to that a proposal. They're ready for peace. And now we're taking this to the Russians. I'm sure that they're going to agree. And so there you go. Because the honest truth is, if they did not, then they would be on the outs. You know, I'm sure President Trump would shut down the pipeline, shut down, you know, where they would not be able to. But they do. They want to stop the killing too. They just don't want. They never wanted to start to begin with. They just don't want a NATO country with their missiles right on their doorstep, aimed right into their country. Hello? Anybody who doesn't understand that has not been paying attention.
The president has made it clear and certainly made it clear to us that all fighting needs to stop. And the Ukrainians have agreed to that proposal. They're ready for peace. And now we'll take that to the Russians and get their response.
Yay. Praise the Lord. He maketh wars to cease to the ends of the earth. 1,000 years of peace. The golden age. You cannot have wars in the golden age, right? In the millennial kingdom of Christ. Remember the beautiful angels in the sky, they were saying peace on earth, goodwill toward men, right? And they knew that it was going to be a while before that would all get effectuated. But here we are on the timeline of history. This is happening now. This is happening now. There's a whole paradigm shift, not just in this conversation, but in the whole way that we're doing things. And that's really what the market change is about. I hope that makes sense to you guys. It's really, really great news. Okay, so this was, I don't know if I want to read this whole thing, but anyway, I'll read a little portion. Today in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, under the gracious hospitality of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the United States and Ukraine took important steps toward restoring durable peace for Ukraine. Representatives of both nations praised the bravery of the Ukrainian people in defense of their nation and agreed that now is the time to begin a process toward lasting peace. The Ukrainian delegation reiterated the Ukrainian people's strong gratitude to President Trump, the U.S. Congress, the people of the United States for making possible meaningful progress toward peace. Ukraine expressed readiness to accept the U.S. proposal to enact an immediate interim 30-day ceasefire, which can be extended by mutual agreement of the parties. Okay, so I understand it's just a ceasefire, but it's not going to be the continual ceasefire like has been in the Middle East and in Gaza. It's going to be, you know, we're going to actually have now, okay, we've 30 days, no one has fired, now we're going to go ahead and continue. Okay, which can be extended by mutual agreement of the parties and which is subject to acceptance and concurrent implementation by the Russian Federation. The U.S. will communicate to Russia that a Russian reciprocity is the key to achieving peace. The U.S. will immediately lift the pause on intelligence sharing and resume security assistance to Ukraine. Okay, so they're back to sharing intelligence. The delegations, because it basically, President Trump uses every card in the deck to bring people to the table and to bring people to where they will make peace. Okay, he is the deal maker in chief. He is the art. The art of the deal. He knows how to bring everyone together and make this happen, and he has the ability to do it because he has the. You know, they know that he controls tariffs and all of these things. All right. So great. The delegations also discussed the importance of humanitarian relief efforts as part of the peace process, particularly during the above-mentioned ceasefire, including the exchange of prisoners of war, the release of civilian detainees, and the return of forcibly transferred Ukrainian children. Okay, so all these things need to be sorted out over the next few weeks. Both delegations agreed to name their negotiating teams and immediately begin negotiations toward an enduring peace that provides for Ukraine's long-term security. The U.S. is committed to discussing these specific proposals with representatives from Russia. The Ukrainian delegation reiterated that European partners shall be involved in the peace process. Lastly, both countries' presidents agreed to conclude as soon as possible a comprehensive agreement for developing Ukraine's critical mineral resources to expand Ukraine's economy, offset the cost of American assistance, and guarantee Ukraine's long-term prosperity and security. In other words, we're going to get paid back. We're going to get paid back. Yes, we're going to help, you know, their mineral resources will be used to help, and also their grain, whatever, will be used to help to rebuild Ukraine, but also we will be paid back. We're not just everybody's piggy bank. So praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. The United States will immediately lift the pause on intelligence sharing and resume security assistance to Ukraine. They're ready to accept a 30-day ceasefire subject to Russian acceptance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for this peace. And we know that you will bring peace to the entire world. And we just thank you and praise you that this is the future for the world. Praise the Lord. Now, we've got a lot of things going on in Syria. We're going to talk about Syria here in a second. We're going to talk about South Africa. You know, of course, we still have this whole issue going on in the Gaza Strip. But this is, you know, and also Iran. It's just a lot. It's a lot. But we know that President Trump can solve it. If anybody can, he can. Now, this is what Tulsi Gabbard, our DNI, Director of National Intelligence, just did. She stripped the security clearances of these people: Antony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, Lisa Monaco, Mark Zaid, Norman Eisen, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, Andrew Weissman, and 51 signers of the Hunter Biden disinformation letter. Which sounds so outrageous to you and me. Like, why in the world? Something's tickling my nose. Why in the world would they have their security clearance when they're no longer in power? But that tells you how it's been working. It's been, you know, it's just the whole thing has been smoke and mirrors. It's all been a magic show. It's all been one big magic trick. Whether it was Democrats in charge or Republicans in charge, they all just kept their jobs and kept their security clearances. It's outrageous. Not anymore. Not anymore. If you're out, you're out, and that's the end of it. So this is so, so great. I'm so, so thankful for our president. These people don't deserve to have a security clearance, and this is the thing. This is the thing. They are flying blind now. They have no idea what's going on. In the past, when they have security clearances, they were able to see what was happening. Now they're just like regular people. they don't know. Unless they have a mole inside who leaks. And if something does come out, if people do leak information about maybe arrests or, you know, any kind of thing, you know, going on, then Elon will find it and President Trump will find it and they'll be gone. They'll be gone. Now, let's talk about Syria. This is horrible. I hate to even show this video, but we knew this would happen when if Assad left, if his regime fell, then the Christians would be in a terrible plight. I think they've killed 1,000 Christians, and the people are running. I just posted a video on social media. If you're not familiar with the social media, definitely go and find the social media right here on freedomforce.live. Go to all the social media platforms right there. I just posted a picture of where they've run to this area where they're actually being protected by Russians. And so, yeah, this is what's happening right now. I'm not even going to show you this picture, but these people are being rounded up. Can you imagine? These are people just like you and me, and their homes, they're in their work, and they're just going around, and they're being rounded up and slaughtered. This is what we knew was going to happen in Syria if Assad left. He was the one protecting the Christians. And we said this was what was going to happen, and that's exactly what has happened. And it is happening right now. And the question is, who is behind this? Do y'all know? Who would do this? Who would pay for these groups? Right? And I don't know if it's on this video. Maybe it, I don't know if it is. Radical extremists are rounding up and murdering Christians in Syria. Yeah. Who do you think is paying these groups? I don't think it's on this video. I think it's maybe on some of these. Bottom line, I think it's the history has been that the Zionists have used these terrorist groups to do their dirty work, and they pay them. Basically with our tax dollars. And that's how they get their dirty work done. They control Hamas. They control Hezbollah. They control everything that goes on. They're the ones in control of it. They're the ones with the purse strings. This is what's happening. I'm going to show you this. This is a video that Candace Owens put out, and she was interviewing this man named Scott Horton. And anyway, so I really, I listened to the whole thing. I posted this on the social media. I really would encourage you guys to watch the whole thing. And I'll go ahead while we're listening to it. I'll post the link in the chat for you guys to listen to. This guy gives a primer on Middle Eastern policy and going back and how the U.S. government has been involved in this. And of course, what we know, I don't think the man, Scott Horton, really necessarily knows this, or if he does, he doesn't say it, is that this is all really has been a new world order operation. Okay, all these things to move these chess pieces, to put their people in place and to take the resources and all that, moving out, removing people who are truly patriots to their country. And this is what's been going on this whole time, and using our tax dollars to do it. And he'll say, oh, Bush didn't understand, or oh, Bush understood clearly. He clearly understood. That was the whole reason for everything that he did. He understood very, very well. Anyway, but at least I really appreciate that he goes through a timeline and says, okay, then this happened, and then that happened, and then this terrorist group and that terrorist group, and then you know when you listen, you're going, okay, this is from our tax dollars that are going over there to do these basically color revolutions to take over the government. So I want you to see what this one, what he says here. He reveals that Israel supplied weapons and funding for years. They're admitting it on this video. Okay.
Rebel groups in the Golan Heights.
Hang on.
These claims of,
let me see if I can get this to turn up because you can't hear it. For some reason, it's turned way down.
Been made many times throughout the years, but this is the first time an Israeli official has confirmed such reports. And it came on the same day that Eisenkot admitted responsibility for striking, quote, thousands of targets in Syria as well. Until now, Israel has only ever discussed humanitarian aid shipments and programs like Operation Good Neighbor. Earlier this week, Prime Minister and Defense Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also broke with Israel's tradition of ambiguity in Syria by adding to Eisenkot's comments. He confirmed not only that Israel carried out hundreds of attacks against Iranian and Hezbollah targets, but also that Israel struck Damascus International Airport last weekend, a break from policy that at the time was considered just a campaign ploy. In his interview with the British Sunday Times, however, Eisenkot continued that the weapons shipments to rebel groups consisted of light munitions for self-defense, while a September report by Foreign Policy magazine quoted alleged Syrian rebel leaders and soldiers as saying Israel was arming and funding at least a dozen different groups to prevent Iranian and Iranian proxy forces from advancing southward. In fact, Foreign Policy wrote that Israel transferred assault rifles, machine guns, mortar launchers, vehicles, and more. That being said, rebel groups in the region still reportedly feel abandoned by Israel, both due to the lack of Israeli intervention during Assad's recapturing of Syrian territory, and due to the discontinuing of Israeli military and humanitarian aid that followed.
Okay, so what that basically they were saying is that it's all come from Netanyahu's money bag to fund these groups. And now what you see, you know, Assad at that point was able to get back in, and then Netanyahu pulled back. But now this time, Assad he's gone. He's gone to Russia. I don't know if and when he's coming back to protect the Christians. Can you imagine? Can you imagine living under that threat all the time that if Assad leaves, then you're dead? It's awful. It's just awful. And that's why, you know, the American people don't understand that. They don't understand, and because we only hear, most people only hear what's on the news, and so this is why it's imperative that we do our own research and listen to their own lips, from their own mouths, what they are saying, okay? So, anyway, I appreciate her pulling this, and that I wanted to share that video. This whole video is really good, but I just wanted you to hear mainly that clip, and then she's got a couple more. Check this out.
Let's follow this up, Skylar. Let's pull in the Jerusalem Post headline of Israel, because this is what they first tried to say. We're treating the Al-Qaeda fighters. It's humanitarian. This is the Jerusalem Post. Israel treating Al-Qaeda fighters that are wounded in the Syrian civil war. Then, of course, like we just showed you, fast forward, and they admitted, yeah, no, we're arming them and we're helping them because it helps us. And so it's just amazing to see neocons today pretend like, oh, well, it's a great thing that Assad fell, and now Israel's going to hit Syria because, you know, there's so many terrorists that we funded, that Israel funded alongside America, gets me so angry. It really gets me so angry.
Well, remember what you said about it. America does what Netanyahu wants. Mm-hmm. Well, it was Netanyahu who wanted America to go to Iraq. Now, W. Bush wanted to go to Iraq.
So now he goes and talks about this. The whole thing is, you probably have to listen to it twice. It's really that good. So I just posted the link right there. So go grab that. And then I want you to see here at the 52-minute mark, because that was at the 35-minute mark. So at the 52-minute mark, they talk more about Assad and his running Syria.
These Libyan fighters, they're the men who just got home from Iraq, where they fought under Zarqawi against America in Iraq War II. Mm-hmm. Now, Obama's taken their side in Libya, and NATO's flying as their air force. Yep. And then they went right on to Syria after that.
And just to further show everyone that's watching this right now, you can pull up that declassified email. Actually, I don't think it even was declassified with Jake Sullivan. I think actually WikiLeaks got a hold of it.
That's right.
This is our national security director writing this to Hillary Clinton. See last item. Al-Qaeda is on our side in Syria. Otherwise, things have basically turned out as expected. Like, they acknowledge that Al-Qaeda was on.
Did you guys see that? Take a screenshot of that. Do you see that? Okay, thank God for WikiLeaks, because that's what woke so many of us up. We're like, what? And because they were all their emails that they would send back and forth. It was, you know, they didn't even hide it. They were openly talking about these things, and they never figured anyone would ever get this information. But thank God for, I guess, Seth Rich giving this information to WikiLeaks. But this is from Jake Sullivan, who even looks like a Nazi, come on. And he gave it to Hillary Clinton saying, look, Al-Qaeda's on our side. Everything's, you know, Al-Qaeda works with us. This is what they're saying.
Clinton, see last item. Al-Qaeda is on our side in Syria. Otherwise, things have basically turned out as expected. Like, they acknowledged that Al-Qaeda was on their side. They allowed Al-Qaeda to do what they wanted Al-Qaeda to do. I mean, we've been supporting Al-Qaeda for so long, and it's just so important for the American people to wake up to this, okay? Both America and Israel have been supporting Al-Qaeda, okay? This was not a problem. So when you hear them using this rhetoric, accusing you of being a terrorist sympathizer in any way, just know that it is a total conniving, it's dishonest, it's political trickery, and it infuriates me because, like I said, it is always at the expense of Christians dying, and then they pretend like we're united, like there's a united front to protect Christians. There's not a united front to protect Christians.
They completely destroyed the Christian communities of Iraq that had existed there for 2,000 years.
2,000 years.
The Chaldean Christians and the others are gone. Essentially
And that's
gone.
About to happen in Damascus. Right. I would say that right now.
Yep. And look, let's go back to 10 years ago in Obama's dirty war in Syria. The Christians were absolutely persecuted. There's the Maronites, and I'm sorry, I used to have off the top of my head all the different factions of Christians. They were severely persecuted, murdered.
Okay, this is also it's all really good, but I don't want to just sit here and play the whole video. So, okay, so I want you to see that, and then also at the 57 minute mark, he talks about the Palestinians.
Yep, exactly. Could you guys just get out of the clip and go back in it? So I'm actually just going to watch it on the YouTube and read to them what it says at the bottom here. If you get out of it completely and then you guys can start playing it. And when this catches up, it'll be a little bit of a delay. But I'm going to read to you here what Bibi Netanyahu says, because it is just incredible. And it just makes you hate neocons even harder. He says the main thing is, first of all, to strike them, not once, but several times so painfully that the price they pay is unbearable. So far, the price tag is not unbearable. I mean, a large-scale attack on the Palestinian Authority, causing them to fear that everything is about to collapse. Fear is what brings them. Hold on, this woman asks. But then again, the world will say that we're the aggressors. The reporter is saying this. They're going to say that we're the aggressors. He says they can say whatever they want. But aren't you afraid of what they'll say, Bibi? Aren't you afraid? Bibi Netanyahu answers and says, and she says, especially today with the U.S., aren't you afraid of what they'll say? Bibi answers and says, I know how they are, United States. America is something that you can easily maneuver and move in the right direction. And even if they say something, so they can say something, so what? 80% of Americans support us. It's absurd. Look, I wasn't afraid. I wasn't afraid to confront Clinton. I wasn't afraid to go against the UN. What happened with the Oslo Accords? The Accords, which were ratified by Parliament, I was asked before the 1996 elections, will you fulfill them? I said, yes, subject to reciprocity. I gave my own interpretation to the agreements in such a way that will allow me to stop the race back towards the 1967 borders. How do we manage this? Well, because nobody defined what the military facilities were. So I defined them as being buffer zones, the entire Jordan Valley for me. Nobody has. I mean, this is just an incredible clip. He's basically saying, don't care what America says. Don't care what the UN says. I will defy them. I will mock them. I'll be tricky. The Oslo Accords, I was never going to make good on that. I was never going to allow Palestine to become a state. I realized that I could maneuver the language. And he's laughing. He is caught on camera saying this way before October 7th. And yet you still have Americans who are not awake to the fact that our foreign policy is being dictated by this man. Yep. Billions of dollars going into the Middle East, not benefiting Americans whatsoever. And again, these Likud party journalists they're not dually loyal. Do not accuse them of being dually loyal. They are loyal to Israel. Fair that is enough. A fact.
Yep. And look, let's go.
And again, when she says Israel, remember, it's talking about the Zionists, okay? Because there are people there who have no rights at all. They've been brought over there under false pretenses, and now they are being beaten in the streets if they do not do what they're told. It's that. It's very, very bad for some of the people who live there. Now there's some who were Zionists who are happy to, you know, they loved all the killing. They love all of this. It is hard for us to fathom because we just don't get it. We don't think like that. We don't think of, we think of how can we make sure that everyone's treated fairly? How can we make sure that everyone is having a happy day? I mean, this is what we are. We can't even imagine literally going in and literally taking someone's land, bombing their house so that we can say, oh, now we can take the deed because the house is gone. And so we'll take the deed back because, yeah, now you no longer have any property. I mean, these people are absolutely ruthless. All right, so I want you to see also the next short clip is where they talk about that this is this is that Hamas is controlled. We talked about before, Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syria are controlled by Netanyahu, but this one is where it's talking about Hamas being controlled. Check this one out.
Two-state solution deal where I enthrone Hamas as the government of Palestine, do ya? But of course, Israel owns the entire chessboard. Hamas is just one little pawn on the board. They're nothing. They're essentially like the trustees in an Israeli prison. They control all of it. And I think this is something that people are so misled by Ben Shapiro when he says all the time, I'm sure you've heard him say 100 times, well, what would we do if the Mexican crossed the border into Texas? The implication being Mexico City, the national government of Mexico and its army, the national military of Mexico, is attacking Texas. What would we do about it? Well, surely we'd fight them. But that analogy is not apt. It's completely bankrupt. It's a lie. The Palestinians are not Mexico. The Palestinians are Indians on a reservation. They were already beaten. They were already herded into concentration camps. They were already surrounded by fences. Now, this is a canned hunt. See, these people are prisoners. They're not the nation next door. Palestine isn't the country next door. People talk about the Palestinians. It sounds like they must have a country because everybody has a country. Mm. They're from Palestine, right? But no, Israel is on top of Palestine. That's why there's...
Right. It's just, it's such a good video. Like I said, I just put the link to it. And I really appreciate Scott Horton doing all, you know, explaining this so well, because this is so important for people to understand that the people of Palestine live in the largest open air prison in the world. And it's basically a turkey shoot. It's just hard to even imagine the level of evil that it is going on there. So, and President Trump knows this. Okay, when all this is coming out about this person being for Hamas, I'm not for Hamas or for the Zionists. I'm for the free people, freeing the people of Palestine, freeing the people of Israel, and getting these terrorist groups, which all work for the New World Order, out. Okay, and President Trump is too. It's just, I can say things on my channel, you know. I've been banned and whatever. I don't care. I have, just like, you know, thankfully, Candace has her show, and she can say it. For some reason, she can say it on her show. But, you know, President Trump has to be, he has to thread that needle so carefully. But the thing that for us is that we he's expecting us to lay this groundwork and for us to spread this information. And this is why you're the army that I talked about in Joel chapter 2. You are the army of the Lord. I'm getting hot. I'm getting all excited now. You're the army of the Lord that goes and shares the truth. As it says in Revelation 14, we just did this was it this past week? The weeks are running together. But that it talked about the 144,000 that don't tell any lies, right? And they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. What does that mean? That we are out here telling the truth. We're trying to get the truth out every which way we can. And yes, this is a battle. You know, yes, we're in a battle. Now, thankfully, we haven't had someone shoot us, you know, so we are, you know, it's incumbent upon us to share this truth. So I really appreciate you guys doing that every day. We clearly are doing that. So keep it up. Great job. All right. So President Trump is counting on us to do this. All right. So is this the same one? Okay. This is the same video. I had it queued up. All right. Then they also in that video talk about this. This is so, it's just so evil. Sometimes I just can't even manage it. Here it talks about the mass Hannibal. Have y'all ever heard of this before? The mass Hannibal, directive. It refers to a controversial application of the Hannibal directive by the Israeli military during October 7th, 2023, Hamas-led attacks, which allegedly resulted in the deaths of both Israeli soldiers and civilians as forces attempted to prevent abductions. The directive allows for the use of maximum force to stop the capture of soldiers, even at the risk of harming those soldiers themselves. Can you imagine you're in a war and they're like, okay, we're all on the same side, or you're in battle and you're preparing for battle, but they're like, okay, if it comes down to it, we just very well may shoot you. Just our own soldiers. That's basically what the mass Hannibal directive is. If someone's being, you know, it's just a free for all. It gives them license to murder. Okay, that's what this this is, and that's what they did October 7th. It just gave them the license to do that evil. Okay, so yeah, I wanted you to be aware of that. So when you hear them talking about it, that's what it is. Okay, let's move on. These people are too evil, but it's important that we share this information. Now, let's talk about something fun. Let's talk about our wonderful president. He was out in front of the White House today, and because Elon is working so hard. I've shared several videos. I hope you guys are sharing those with everyone that you know, and text and email and social media, wherever you can, about how hard Elon is working, trying to stop the wholesale theft of our government and all of our tax dollars. And, you know, the people who, I know there are people who are just listening to mainstream media and they don't get that, but we do. So make sure to share all this information. I've been sharing this out with people. I'm like, please listen to this because it's so important that you understand what Elon's trying to do. And I literally sent it to someone, I guess it was yesterday, saying, please pray for him because he's trying to save our country from going bankrupt. So do it, you know, just whatever you can. Lord, I just please ask you to help guide us on what to share and who to share it with. And so a lot of people who are fighting Elon and are just brainwashed. These people who are out in the streets and they take their top off and they're like, I paint their body and they're screaming and they're saying they're going to kill. It's just like, okay, these people have clearly lost their minds. Forget the Trump derangement syndrome. They've got Elon derangement syndrome. They've got MAGA derangement syndrome. They've lost their ever-loving minds. And I think that's what the whole point of the mainstream media is to get people so stressed out that they just completely lose it. And they leave their brain just at the door. They're like, they just leave reason completely behind. Anyway, so with that going on, President Trump, Hannity came on last night saying he was going to go buy a Tesla, and what's his name? This guy, not Lutnick, whatever his name is, interviewed Elon, and Elon was trying to explain it. I think he's basically talking to people who already understand the truth. Either way, that's just something else that we can share, and just trying to help people understand, please support the man. He's trying to save our country from bankruptcy. Anyway, so President Trump goes and he says, bring out some of the cars right here, because President Trump can't go to a Tesla dealership. So Elon has them bring the cars over on the front of the White House, and so they're out shopping for cars. And I really hope and pray that people will just go buy one. You know, we gotta drive something. You know, and so I don't know, to be honest, I don't even know how much they cost, if they're more expensive. You know, I always, I don't know about you guys, but I always get used cars, you know, just, I don't like to take the hit of the depreciation anyway, but I don't think that there are that many used Teslas out there. I don't know. I did, when we were on our trip, we rode in some Ubers and we rode in some electric vehicles, and it was so nice and quiet. And it was very sleek. Have you seen the inside of them? I should pull up a picture. They're very sleek on the inside. Really just very, very different. Anyway, so this is President Trump. And I'll post this clip into the chat so you guys can watch the whole thing. I shared it on social media. But here it is. Here's the link to this is the Trump Tesla shopping trip. Okay. Shopping video. Okay. There you go. So you can go watch that if you want to. But Dan Scavino was out there just on the White House lawn out there taking a video. And, of course, little X. There's little X right there. It looks like it's maybe a little cool. He's got his coat on. All right, so but here's a little snippet of it right here where they're talking about, you know, he's getting in the car. And he's like, uh-oh, you know, Secret Service is going to flip out. Check this out.
I'll watch Secret Service go crazy.
I mean, if you actually drove it around, it would really be wild.
Okay, let me see if I can turn this up. I've got to get some more volume. More power. Come on. Let me see if I can go back. Go back to this. It just seems... Okay, here we go. Let's try this.
I'll watch Secret Service go crazy.
I mean, if you actually drove it around, it would really be wild.
This is a different panel than I've had. Everything's computer.
That's beautiful. Wow.
Did a second.
Anyway, It's beautiful. It's a beautiful car. And, I hope a lot of people go out and buy a Tesla today because I want to show these people, you know, I don't have the money to do it. But anyway, whoever has the money to do it, go do it. Anyway, so here is a clip of a post about the market kind of hitting a bump today. And that just like he said, he says it's not going to be a big one. It's going to be a little one, but I think there's a lot of people who are moving things around because they realize we're not, at least for 4 years, we're going to change the way we do business. And they see the handwriting on the wall. They see that, you know, MAGA is not stopping. We are going to stop this theft of our government, theft of all of our tax dollars. We're going to stop all this corruption, and we're moving forward. And I think they realize once this all comes out, we're not going back. We're not going back to that way, whether it's for 4 years or 400 years. Anyway, so that's what's going on right now. And like I said, President Trump had told us this. Here he is on Air Force One en route to Washington, D.C., and he's talking with the press pool. And so I wanted to, let me see if I can grab the clip. I had it queued up earlier, but he had several things he was saying. Here he was talking, and let's see if I can find the one where he's talking to. I think this is, yeah, okay, the look on his face. This is the one where he's talking to the this press reporter from, I think it's the Wall Street Journal, and you can tell by the look on his face, he's like not feeling it, and he doesn't even answer the question. He just moves on to the next person. Yeah, yeah, because they've shown him such little respect. He's like not showing them respect either.
Distant future, you're going to have some pretty good results coming out of Saudi Arabia this week.
Are you going to resume aid to Ukraine if they sign the minerals deal?
Well, I think they will sign the minerals deal, but I want them to want peace. Right now,
how do they show that? How do they show they want
peace? Well, right now they haven't shown it to the extent that they should. I think right now they haven't, but I think they will be, and I think it's going to become evident over the next two or three days. I think eventually, look, we have to have peace. And I'm doing this. Money is one thing. We're going to lose. We spent $350 billion on this. But the big thing, human life. Thousands of people this week, thousands of young soldiers died this week. Hundreds of people died in cities in Ukraine. And we got to get it stopped. It would have never happened if I was president, and it didn't happen. This was not going to happen. By the way, October 7th wouldn't have happened. Inflation wouldn't have happened. The Afghanistan, the way they, not that they left, but the way that they left, it looks so bad. Probably the most embarrassing.
Okay, let me see if I can find that other one where he's talking to this guy. He's like, next question. I don't know if I can find it. There's, I'd love to show you the whole thing. Okay, let me see if I can find it. Oh, I had it queued up, but anyway.
Well, I don't think the tensions are high. Look, Elon's a very special person, and these cabinet people are special people. You know, these are very successful people, or they wouldn't have gotten, you know, they've attained the highest heights of government. I think they have a fantastic relationship to Elon. And Doge has been incredible. You know, hundreds of billions of dollars of waste and fraud and abuse has been found, already found. And that does.
Okay, let me see. Maybe this one. Okay, here's the. I don't have the video queued up, but he says, we're going to become so rich, you're not going to know where to spend all that money. I'm telling you, just watch. And look at that cute look on his face. If anybody knows how to make America rich again, it's President Trump. So just hang on tight, everybody. We're going to get there. We are going to get there. Just hold on. So it's going to be great. And also, as I've said many, many times, he says, you know, this is biblical, and that the grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested, right? And it says the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, right? And it also says that soon your debtors will take action. They'll turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. This is what President Trump is doing. He's removing all of their assets from them. Anyone who is involved in corruption, child trafficking, their assets are being seized. All right, so now let's read this, and then we're going to do the blood moon next. But so let's read the second portion of Joel chapter 2. This is these minor prophets that nobody ever read. I didn't really spend any time in them, and they're so wonderful, and they really give us so much hope. So let's read this, you know, at the beginning of the videos, I read that first portion of Joel chapter 2. Let's read this second portion. Now therefore says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Now we're in the period of Lent right now, and that's really the whole point of Lent, is not just to give up ice cream. It's not about that. It's about giving up sin and turning back to the Lord in repentance with all your heart. Truly with from the heart. I'm telling you, if there's anybody out there, which I can't imagine, you're probably not that many people here who don't really love the Lord. But the ones, if you have something in your heart that you know is wrong, you've got to repent of it. It is, first of all, not worth it, but the Lord knows. He can see through it. Maybe you can fool a lot of people. You cannot fool him. You cannot fool him. And you know, he looks at the heart. If you want to hear from the Lord, if you want to hear from him and be guided by him and have that encouragement and that hope in the Lord, you've got to purge the sin. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it. So you know, keep short accounts with the Lord and with each other. He says, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. And so he's also talking about these ones who have done this evil. As he says in Revelation, turn quickly back to the Lord. Okay, it's not just about us. It's about these people who've you know, done this evil. Repent. Get serious. What he means by fasting and weeping and mourning is get serious. Don't play about this. The time of judgment is coming. And, you know, these people are in danger of hellfire. It's not just like, oh, there's some minor infraction. No, these people are in danger of going to hell forever. So, rend your heart, not your garments. Don't tear your garments. Oh, I'm so miserable and I'm a sinner. No, he says, I don't need all that. I don't need all that. Rend your heart. Change your heart. Open your heart to do what I want you to do. You know, we talk about that. We don't say rend your heart. We talk about open your heart, right? Return to the Lord, for he's gracious and merciful. He's slow to anger. He's slow to anger and of great kindness. It's a beautiful thing. When the moment you repent, you realize he's sitting right there. He was like, I was just waiting. I was just waiting for you to notice I was right here all the time, right? He relents from doing harm. He doesn't want to bring punishment. He says, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He doesn't want to punish anybody, but he has to, right? Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Who knows? Maybe, you know, even if you feel like, well, whatever I did, I'll never be forgiven and it's just too late for me. Well, give it a try. It can't hurt to try. Shifty shift, right? Wouldn't that be one? Would it be something? The man is very far gone, though. Anyway, blow the trump in Zion. Remember at the very beginning of Joel chapter 2, it says, you know, blow the trumpet in Zion. Here again, it says, blow the trumpet again in Zion. Consecrate a fast. We're in the period of Lent, a period of fasting, a period of getting really right with the Lord, getting, you know, and yes, you can fast from food, but the most important thing is to fast from anything that would keep you from the Lord. That's the most important thing. Okay. Call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the nursing babies. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. Okay. So what is he talking about? It's like everybody get together. We got something very important. Everybody stop. Stop whatever you're doing. Even the little babies. Even the babies. Even if you're getting married. Everybody stop what you're doing. We have to get together, join together so that we will. This is serious. We are in a war. We're in a war to save humanity. We're in a war not just to save our country from going bankrupt. We're in a war to save humanity from death. Okay. This is what we're. So everybody, this is serious. This is not playtime. This is serious time. All right, and so let everybody come together. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. The porch is like the outer court, and the altar is the inner court. Weep right there, saying, spare your people, Lord. Don't let all this happen. Let the nation, don't give your heritage to reproach that the nation should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Lord, please don't let these people rule over us. Don't let them think, oh, look, we've got them, and we can do all this evil to the poor people of Syria. Don't let them do all these evil things to the people of Palestine. We're weeping. Lord, please deliver Syria. Please deliver South Africa. Please deliver, right? Now that we see what's going on, we're like, this is what Joel was trying to tell us. Everyone come together. We're going to fight this battle, and we're going to kick out these ones, and we're going to bring peace on earth. Then the Lord will be zealous for his land. Again, it's not about dirt in the Middle East. It's talking about wherever you live, that you would have the freedom, free land in Venezuela, free land in Mexico, free land in China, free land everywhere, wherever you are, that there would be freedom. The whole point about land is that people would be free. And pity his people. Take pity and compassion on these people who are being mistreated. Lord, deliver them. Lord. The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations. Oh, can you? I just came and wait. I can't wait till there's no more wars. All these people who've been mistreated so badly in Ukraine, that's over. Praise the Lord. I'm ready for it to be over everywhere. All these wars have got to stop. But I'll remove far from you the northern army. I'll drive them away into a barren and desolate land. With his face toward the eastern sea and his back toward the western sea, his stench will come up and his foul odor will rise because he has done monstrous things. What's this talking about? Who is this talking about? This is talking about, what's the northern army? And I know a lot of the end times people are talking about, oh, that's the Iraq and, you know, fighting against Iran. No. It's the New World Order. It's the Satanic Army. This Northern Army is like, remember I was telling you last week about the Draco in the Northern Heavens. It's this constellation representing the Satanic forces that work for the dragon. This is who it's talking about. We've got to remove those who work for the dragon, work for Satan, far from us. And their stench will come up and their foul odor will rise because they've done monstrous things. They've done monstrous things. What was I just letting you hear about what Netanyahu has done? Monstrous things. Monstrous things. Monstrous. Just, it's too much. And they will be cast out. They'll be cast out. They'll be driven away into a barren and desolate land. What is this barren and desolate land? It's hell. It's hell. If you want to know more, I go all into this. And not only Joel, but Habakkuk and Zephaniah and Haggai and all these books in this book, End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. And when you go to the website, right here, freedomforce.live, you can see the audiobooks right here and you can listen to it, the whole thing. Joel, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, all that. So right here. All right, so the next thing is, let's see, where am I? Okay, back to Joel. Okay, so he's going to remove them. I will remove from you this northern army, the Satanic army. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad I understand these prophets now. I can't believe all those years I didn't see it, but the Lord hid it from us. He hid it from us on purpose. We just didn't understand what he was talking about. Anyway, fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Don't be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, the children of God, the children of the city of God. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floor will be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. How about that? We're going to have the spring harvest and the fall harvest, all these things. The Lord is going to have all this happen for us. He is faithful. So I'll restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust. My great army, which I sent, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. All these locusts, chewing our health, chewing our wealth, chewing our peace, chewing it all, gobbling it up, and then the land is just, it's like, there's nothing left, right? This is what they've been doing to us. But the Lord says he will give us plenty and so we'll be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. My people will never again be put to shame, and you will know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. And again, when it says about Israel, this is about the true Israel of God. The true Israel of God are those who have the same faith as Abraham. Romans chapter 3 talks very clearly. It says that those who have the same faith as Abraham are the children of Abraham. In other words, those who do not have the same faith as Abraham are not the children of Abraham. Those who believe God, and that is counted to them as righteousness. This is what it means to be an Israelite. That's what it means to be an Israelite. Remember Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9 says very clearly that there are those who say they are Jews, but they are not. They're of the synagogue of Satan. So who are the true Israelites? Some who have been scattered tribes, and that maybe you're in the tribe of Manasseh and you don't even know it. America is represented as the tribe of Manasseh. You might be Zebulun or Asher or whatever. Or you might be grafted into the vine. There's a tree. The Lord shows this beautiful picture of us being grafted in, and that we become part of this beautiful tree. Either way, if you have the same faith as Abraham, you are a child of Abraham. So it says here, and you will know that I am in the midst of Israel. I'm in the midst of my people. Okay, it's not about being in a certain place in the Middle East. It's talking about being in his people. And I'm the Lord, there's no other. My people will never be put to shame. And it will come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. I do believe this happened after our Lord Jesus ascended, went to heaven, and then he poured out, the Holy Spirit poured out was poured out on the people, on the disciples, so that they could go into all the world and preach the gospel. That happened to one extent at that time. But what's happening now is the complete fulfillment of this, because the Lord is pouring out his spirit so that we know how to fight in this Joel 2 army. We didn't know how to fight because the Lord had not revealed this to us. Now he is. It says he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. In other words, and it says men servants and maid servants. Man-made servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Women, men, young, old, everybody. We need everybody. We need everybody awakening and everybody in here to fight. And I love that my name, Melissa, is the handmaiden. Handmaiden of the Lord. Mel means handmaiden. Love that. And of the Lord, Isa, Mel Isa. Anyway, all right, so this is what he says that we'll do. We'll pour out his spirit on us, and how desperately we need him to do that. We can't do anything without his spirit. We can't find our way, you know, one step in front of the other, but with his spirit, we can do all things. With his spirit, we can understand where to fight and what to do. Instead of just buffeting the air, we can actually land a punch, and that's what we're doing. Hot diggity, that's what we're doing. And I will show in the heavens and in the earth blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. How about that? Isn't that awesome? We're going to see this blood moon. I'm fixing to show that to you. This is going to be on Friday. All right, so he says, we have seen so many signs in the heavens. I've shown you, if you missed my video, my last video, I did, let me see if I can find it real quick. The one that I just did. If you haven't seen it, this one, Trump Clues, Interruption and Disruption. Oh, no. This one. No, okay, this one. I'm going to show it this one. This is the one where I'm going into, I go into the signs that are in the heavens in Revelation 14. There are three angel messengers. And if you don't understand the signs in the heavens, you'll miss it completely. Okay, so here it is. I would say this is the three angel messengers video. Okay. Okay. Songbird, you know what to do. All right. right there. So that's right there. And so I'm going to put it in the comments, please. So this is these beautiful signs in the heavens, and they've been flashing, all these signs that the Lord told us in Revelation, all throughout the book of Revelation, to watch for. And we've also had so many eclipses. We've had blood moons. We've had so many signs in the heavens. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, eclipses, and the moon into blood, blood moons, before the great and coming awesome day of the Lord. All right. So check that out. I think you'll really enjoy that. Everybody really liked it, and I hope that you guys go on Stellarium and learn how to do that. I've got videos on my website, freedomforce.live, where you can learn how to do that. All right. Before the great and God awesome day of the Lord, it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anyone who repents, anyone who turns to him will be saved. Anyone. And so this is really what it's boiling down to, is who's with the Lord and who's against the Lord. It's really what it boils down to. It's only two groups. There's the righteous and the wicked. And that, you know, we just, if anyone has been doing wicked, they need to repent right now and call on the name of the Lord to be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Awesome. Isn't that exciting? All right. I hope you really enjoyed Joel chapter 2, because I love it, love it, love it. All right. So this is where you can see the blood moon this Thursday night. Okay, you know, I think I said it wrong earlier. I think it's Thursday night. Let me make sure. 13th and 14th. Oh, I said it wrong. It's Thursday. Ah, I was going to say 14th. It's Thursday. So it's Thursday night at 11 p.m. I almost led y'all wrong. Thursday at 11 p.m. Central. Okay, so just, you know, figure out what time that is for you. And so basically everybody in the United States will be able to see it. Okay, as long as you go outside and hopefully you have good weather. I hope so. All right. So anyway, so this is there where it's talking about, yeah, the blood moon. And so it was saying, I was just comparing it to, it said 4 p.m. Let me see. 4 a.m. Sorry. 4 a.m. It's a 2 days, 3 hours, 55 minutes. So is it on, that's at 3 a.m. on Friday morning. So it's Thursday night to Friday morning. Okay. So from like 11 o'clock my time, Central time, till 1:30 in the morning. Okay. For me, where I am in Central time. Okay. So I just compared, when I looked it up, the 4 a.m. UTC time is 11 p.m. on March 10th. Okay. What am I doing? Okay. It just picked today. That's okay. So the point is, it's going to be on Thursday night, the 13th, at 11 p.m. Central. Y'all got it? Okay. All right, here are the books, in case you haven't seen. We're going to do on Saturday morning, we're going to do our next chapter, chapter 18 in End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This is the chapter right here. And again, we're going to be talking about another beautiful sign in the heavens. This one, I think, is, if I've decoded it correctly, this one is the in Taurus, which we know Jupiter, which is the Christ star, is doing a zigzag in Taurus right now. So anyway, study up, research that, get ready to do that chapter 18 on Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Central. Okay, I'll post the live stream link for you guys. All right, and I think that's it. Oh, you know what? I got to tell y'all something really good. Mr. Wonderful, who's the Wonderful, we all know that. He has smoked, and he, you know, it's hard because it's so addictive, and he's tried many times to stop, but he could not stop. Well, I heard Mel Gibson talk about this book, so I put it on the health page, freedomforce.live/health. If you know someone who's smoking and they've tried to stop and they just can't get over it for whatever reason, maybe they'll be interested in getting this book. I think it was $12. I got him this book, and would you believe he's not smoking? The same thing happened with Mel Gibson. He just read this book, and he's quit smoking. So it's worth a try. It's worth a try. That person has to be ready. It has to be something that they want to do, but it will help them. And it's just an easy, easy read, but somehow or another, he says they weren't badgering him or anything, but just showing him, you know, what are the pitfalls and, you know, anyway, I don't know. He explained it to me a little bit, but bottom line, he's not smoking. It's very, very exciting because he's had it, you know, he's gone like in the past like 2 weeks and then he would go back and smoke and, you know, back up, whatever. So I'm really, really very thankful for this book, Alan Carr's Easy Way to Stop Smoking, right there. So here's the link to it so you make sure that you can find it. And so this is where you can also, because I'm trying to organize my website a little bit better. I put all the information over there about if women are having heavy menstrual periods, ever since maybe they took the jab. These are the herbs that you can use that can help you guys. If you know someone who's struggling, this is amazing. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Here's the wonderful How to Stop the Pain with Neural Therapy. So wonderful. So wonderful. I'm just, yeah. I ask the Lord to help you to find someone in your area that can lead you into good health. And just ask the Lord to guide you on how to get, you know, to maintain your health. You need to have someone in your local area, but you can definitely come over to see Dr. Laura over at prescribinglife.com. You can do a not a live stream, telemed, and do that with her. But, you know, to find someone in your area. But I don't know anyone else who does this neural therapy. I think it's 2 in this country, and it's absolutely amazing. My sister came down, y'all know that. She came down and couldn't even walk. And with one treatment, she was bending her knee and walking. Absolutely amazing. So I tried to organize everything a little bit better on here because I kept throwing stuff on whenever I'd find all these true cures. We're all about these true cures being released, and the government's not going to do it. We find these things out. We test them. We try them. And then we share them with each other. And this is why every time I find something great, I just put it out on my health page, freedomforce.live/health. Amazing things. Methylene blue. I've been doing that every day, just like RFK was doing. Read about more of that right here. Just everything that I find about the zeolite, how it can detox to the nano level, nanoparticle level. Amazing. This is just absolutely amazing. I'm doing silver every day. So, so, so good for you. All right. So all these things. So just check them out on the freedomforce.live /health page. I'll pop that into the chat. But actually silver right now is on 30% off. If you guys wanted to check that out, use the FFB20, I think, link and you can get that for 30% off. All right. So I'll pop that into the chat also real super quick. So we're just not doing things the old way. If you remember, as I've read to you guys before in through the Book of Jubilees, it says that, I think it's Jubilees chapter 23, it says they'll return to the old ways and their lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. We're returning to the old ways. We're not going to have all these chemicals put into our bodies. We're going to have all this detoxed. Did you guys see RFK went to Steak and Shake, of all things? But because they are cooking it in not petroleum oil, seed oils, but they're cooking in natural oil. What was it that they cooked it in? Somebody tell me the name of that. It's like beef fat. And so he ate it. He would not eat it if it wasn't healthy. And he was over there like chomping down on his food. So telling us it's safe to eat. Okay. So it's very, very exciting. He's going to be one thing after another, getting everybody healthy. He said within 2 years, there'll be no more chronic disease. And the biggest part of it is with us no longer doing, you know, all the things that we've been doing with Big Pharma, using their chemicals. We just have to, you know, just pray and ask the Lord to guide us on true health. If you haven't seen my smoothies right here, go to Green Smoothie, freedomforce.live/greensmoothie. I do this every day, toss all kinds of good stuff in it, and it's just so good for you, so good for you. So I think that's it. I think that's everything. I'm good. Yeah, beef tallow. Thanks, Chop on the Block. Yes, and Marge Mosley. Yes, beef tallow, natural, everything. Just look at, and actually my friend who's on the silver video that we just did the other day, he was, this is the one right here, and we put it on YouTube, and of course they took it down. Can you believe, I'm like, really? Are y'all kidding me? It was way down here. Anyway, look, here we go. This one, RFK Will Maha, that one on 2/17/25. He was saying, he's going to send me a little clip on how you can look at the back of these products to make sure that you're getting a healthy product. He said he's going to send that to me. So as soon as he does, I will send that over to you guys, okay? I think that's everything. Let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world. You make wars to cease to the ends of the earth. Thank you that you have bought this beautiful day for us, this glorious, beautiful days that we're going to break forward into. We're ready. We're so ready. We've been wanting to see this, and we see now that we're really, really close to having all the wars ceasing. And thank you for that little clue that you sent through President Trump that we could have a glorious Easter. Lord, we are ready. Use us however you see fit to help get this job done. We are your army. We're your Freedom Force Battalion. We are at your service. We're just so thankful that we know this is our future, that no more wars. We're going to have health and wealth and peace all over the world. We praise you that you bought this with your own blood. You didn't buy us with silver and gold, but you bought us with your own precious blood. And we praise you that you are worthy. You are the King. As we read this the other day from Revelation 14, you're the one who sits on the cloud. You are in highest authority, and you are going to get this done. And no one can stay your hand, and no one can say, what are you doing? No, they can't, because you are the King of the world, and you're assuming your role to be our King. We love you. We praise you. And I just pray for everyone in the battalion. I pray you'd strengthen them and direct them, guide them into all truth, guide them into people that are trustworthy in their area, to help them to have good health, whether it's their dental work or their anything that they need for their health. I just pray you'd guide them. Lord, just show them what they need to do to protect themselves and their families, deliver them from anything that would harm them. We praise you, and we thank you, and we love you, and we pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. All right, it's time to go. It's time to go. And don't forget, I will see you, though. I'll be on the chat on Thursday night, somehow or another on our social media, and so we can do the blood moon together. Okay, mark that down, 11 p.m. Central Thursday night. And I'll also see you, I think, live, and I'll put the link on the social media for 4 p.m. on Friday. I see it says 5 p.m. Friday. That I'm going to be on with Nino. Did I tell you that? I can't remember if I even told you that. Anyway, maybe I did. Anyway, I'll be putting that all on the social media. So I will see you over there, and I'll see you in the chat here in just a little bit. And that's it. Gotta go. Love you guys. And I will talk to you later.